third millennium, in a strange place known as the United States of America, a war was brewing. Brainwashed Marxist idiots in colleges across the nation clashed with equally brainwashed, anime-obsessed neo-Nazis. Starbucks windows were shattered, Dodge Challengers were totaled, and Muslims realized that rental vans were cheaper than plane tickets. Skinny, anemic millennials from coast to coast were hospitalized with life-changing injuries such as sprains and first-degree burns. And the heroic knights of 4chan rose up to defeat Shia LaBeouf and drive the evil villain into a descent towards a madness the likes from which he would never recover. As the enemies of freedom destroy the cities that raised them, as America begins to resemble an Iron Maiden album come to life, two heroes have risen up to fight against a culture of utter madness and restore sanity the only way they know how. By refusing to take any of it seriously. Mersh.
And I said, hey, oi, let's chop your penis off. Oi, can I have me penis back? Why do you have dreadlocks, you white oppressor? Mrah!
Royce Lopez.
Always be aborting. A-O-A-B-B, aborting. Always be aborting.
Breaking news.
Breaking news, guys.
You're hearing it only on our show first. Apparently Donald Trump has worked out a deal. He will get the wall. Unfortunately, it's going to be a rock climbing wall.
Oh, no! The other side's going to be a slide. You climb the wall up
and it lands
into a nice, clean, chlorinated pool. And then you immediately get a welfare check. fucking A.
Oh, shit. He was a boy, he went to girl, now he wants to be a boy again.
Oh, God, just stay a girl if you're going to be this indecisive.
I think Caitlyn Jenner's a handsome woman with a great penis. Look, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with trannies. I just don't want to put that one's cock in my mouth.
Bound forever by their mutual love of smoking marijuana, Simpsons references and affection towards Alex Jones, these two men have joined forces to bring you uncut news and opinions directly from the belly of the beast. Saving Western civilization one childish dick joke at a time, here they are, your new heroes of the Imperium, Mersh and Royce Lopez.
Well, hot damn, what's going on, y'all? Fucking Wednesday, October 11th, 2017, and a bonus episode for all you lesser people, for all you plebs,
By the way, peons.
We give you way too much here.
We do it for free with love in our heart.
Well, we do it for $33 a month.
So far.
On our Patreon. So.
But we do appreciate it. And by the way, that's patreon.com/we're not sorry. If you like the extra work we're putting in, you know, give it a little extra.
Yeah. Who likes the new intros? Who likes the new animated intros? Who likes the flashy production values?
Yeah. And we're doing that with a shoestring budget. Imagine if we had more money. We already look better than 90% of people out there who have like a humongous Patreon and fucking huge following and stuff.
Yeah, we don't need fucking, 20-30 grand a month like Dave Rubin, but, toss us a couple bucks, Help us out here. Do a lot of fucking favors for you, Hendry. So, we are celebrating National Coming Out Day today.
Yes, excited.
Here in the United States of Weimarica. And didn't they just get like a whole fucking month?
I think it's...
I specifically remember the crosswalks and shit. This wasn't long
ago.
I understand.
I'm still getting over Indigenous People Day. You can't already throw this at me. It's too many things.
God damn it. You know what I mean? It really is getting ridiculous. If you had a white straight guy day, and I know that this is a hack bit, and everybody goes, so, if you had a white music award, everybody'd freak out. Well, they have that. It's called the Tonys. But what I'm saying is...
That's the Gay Music Awards.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a different thing.
What I'm saying is, the Country Music Awards there. There you go. But, I mean, you just call it something different. But, I mean, you can't... If you had, a white guy's day, holy shit. there'd be fucking riots in the street. And I know there's a couple brothers out there and a couple gay people that are like, yeah, every day is white man's day.
Yeah, we know, we know.
Every day is your day. You guys is it? Manifest destiny and shit.
Is it? Is it really?
Did you know that the original Egyptians were actually just looked just like me?
You know why I didn't know that? Because I have a job. I don't have time to look that up.
Even though technically they was 50% Roman and Greek.
Cool. No. Can I get barbecue sauce, please?
You don't even understand what my people have been.
That's cool. I'm number 344. Barbecue sauce, please.
I don't have a culture.
Yeah,
they
you do.
They took my culture.
Do you have
from
barbecue
me.
Sauce, though? Because I don't really care about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, seriously. Nobody cares, fucking. Nobody cares, Lawrence Fishburne and Boys in the Hood. Okay?
Yeah,
sir,
and yeah, exactly. Enough. Like,
enough,
right?
of you guys. Enough. Like, I get why we have a Black History Month. They are, considering that they're only like 13, 15% of the population, they are a. And I know the right right-wingers and the racial spiralers are going to freak out on me, but they are a very significant part of our culture.
Yes, that is true.
This nation,
yeah,
we have blended together. It's America does not mean like
I mean.
Why
look at
Europeans?
That famous black rapper that's famous now, Eminem. He was crushing
he's
it.
Amazing
yeah,
black
he's really
rapper
good.
From Detroit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's I get why we have a Black History Month. I get why we celebrate Black culture, Indigenous Peoples Day. You know, maybe you guys shouldn't have taken somebody's day from them and made it your own. I mean, that's kind of ironic, right? I wouldn't mind having an Indigenous Peoples Day if you want to have it on another fucking day. Why would you assholes just replace a holiday with a holiday? We're just going to end up with the same number of holidays, you fucking idiots. Did you even think ahead?
Get another holiday.
We could have had a fucking Indigenous Peoples Day right in the like springtime. We could have had a fucking three-day weekend. I would have been fine with that. But now I don't get why gays get, or I'm sorry, the LGBT community, they get a whole fucking month. You get these fucking rainbow sidewalks, crosswalks, whatever. It's every narrative for, you know, the whole month is just gay. And then, but you're like 5% of the population. And it's not like... Yeah, gay people have been around in history forever. Like everybody's had a hairdresser, like a fucking art teacher, somebody who's a little, you know, you're like, all right, he's gay.
Yeah.
But what? How dare you? How dare you gobble up all these days and months for your own? You're 5% of the population.
Like
stop.
Like their cocks.
Well, I'm not going to be childish.
It's a comedy show, and I will be childish.
Sir, yes. I refuse to be childish.
Okay.
On this radio program.
Oh, God.
So save that stuff for the other pot. You know, you could do that for your Jon Stewarts, your Trevor Noahs, all those people, your little daily shows. That's where you could have that kind of crude humor, sir. Not on the Mark Levin program.
Now, Mark, I have a question for you, Mark. Is it true?
I bet it's a stupid one, but sure. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I mean, I haven't even asked.
No, but I know. I already know.
Okay. Is there a reason that you changed your intro song?
Well, you know, look, first of all, I don't appreciate. Here at the Mark Levin Show, we work very hard, folks. Trying to bring you guys all the best news. We all know that when a couple of punks, a couple of jerks, a real grade A jerks out there in a little podcast world start taking shots at old Mark Levin, you better believe I'm going to switch my game up, folks. I'm not going to be made a buffoon. I'm not going to be besmirched.
Your music wants
about my radio program.
Oh, those fucking pregnant pauses.
We all know, folks, that when a couple of punks start making fun of your music choice, you got to switch things up. You got to switch things up. I'm not going to give them the power. Not going to give them the power. So instead, I'm going to change my entire show around so they can't make fun of me. That's how you take the power back, folks. Mark Levin coming up with more on the second hour. Doesn't this hip? I bet the kids love this. I bet it sounds really hip.
I don't want to say that we're the ones that made Mark Levin change the music he's been playing for 10 years.
But we're saying we're the ones
that made Mark Levin change his. Absolutely. Because... the moment that we did about a 20-minute segment. First off, pointing out the wiki walkie wah. Wiki
wah, 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 wah. And then the, I must confess, and I'm going to play music from the 2000s again. It's, you can't fucking, all right, it's just something weird about a 70-year-old Jew coming out to fucking Hybrid Theory.
So yeah, so now they figured, what are the kids listening to? Why, Blink-182, First Date.
You know, I'm a big fan. A lot of you folks know, of course, Mark Levin Show, back to the second half. We all know that I've always been a very big fan of Blink-182.
If you want to call in and talk to Mark, the number is 954-573-2780.
That's 954-573-2780. You're listening to the Mark Levin Program. You guys want to call in and, you know, get beat up. Let me put the boots to you, because that's really, quite frankly, what I do.
That's how you win over listeners, Mark?
I play pop-punk music, I name-drop Sean Hannity, and I abuse my callers.
A close friend, Sean Hannity.
My good friend, Sean Hannity, over at Fox News.
Yes.
They won't let me in the Fox News building anymore.
Why is that,
I don't, Sean, understand it.
Why?
Probably because I scream and berate the staff and all the lesser people there.
Well, your problem is you keep calling them lesser people, Mark.
Really,
I think that's your problem.
What is wrong with it? We just listened to him again today, and it was the same thing. Rediscovering Americanism plugs.
Oh,
Sean Hannity name dropping, and just being listen, this is why we're convinced. We're getting in Mark Levin's head, because he's been slightly nicer to his callers.
A little bit nicer, yes.
Slightly. And he hasn't played Linkin Park since we started smashing him. And since we uploaded quite a few videos of us just battering the shit out of Mark Levin.
I would like to call it playful fun, but yeah, you say battering.
And I may or may not, when I uploaded the original Mark Levin as a jerk clip to Facebook, I may have tagged Mark Levin and Mark Levin TV and CRTV and everybody else that even is remotely affiliated.
That's a good way to get on the side of all the conservative media that we're trying to be a part of.
Well, you know, because you want to get them to see your stuff.
Uh-huh.
So they saw our stuff. Do we, listen, can I, there is a difference between stealing market share in a fucking area and trying to be a part of something. And fuck CRTV and the Mark Levin TV is going to fucking hire us. He was never going to hire us. Fucking Ben Shapiro, Steven Crowder. None of them want anything to do with us.
Why did you say it like that? Out of all of them, by the way.
I don't know.
Mersh has a personal... Out of all the conservative... There's something about Crowder that really gets Mersh going.
It's not...
And we even have a story today, by the way, that we're going to read from Crowder TV.
All right. Let me preface this.
Okay.
With... And this, it's never good when I start a statement like this, but let me start by saying... I like Steven Crowder. I do. I like Steven Crowder, but there's a... It's just like I watch the show.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's trying to do comedy or if he's trying to do politics, and I get that we could probably have the same fucking concerns levied at us.
Correct.
But I do think that at least with us, you could go, no, they default to a comedy show, always. I just feel like it's... I watch Steven Crowder, and I can never be like, are you being funny now, or is this just a story? I don't know. I never know what's going on with Steven Crowder. I like Steven Crowder. I've listened to his show. He just needs to slow it down a little bit for us laymen, for us people that aren't on cocaine.
Hey, he's not on cocaine.
I didn't say he was on cocaine. I said that people that aren't on cocaine might have trouble keeping up with him.
I mean, if anything, Adderall.
Yeah, I didn't say he was on cocaine. I implied it.
Oh.
Now, going back to my point, I don't think we're trying to get into the conservative media. We're trying to steal market share from these motherfuckers. Who cares about CRTV? When fucking, when Samsung or when Windows decided to start making phones, did they check in and go like, oh man, well let's make sure we're cool with fucking Apple and Samsung first? No. I said, fuck them. It's a huge market. There's money to be made. And we'll fucking break in. We'll take their shit. So that's what we're doing. So we don't need to make friends. We don't need to fucking... We don't need to be nice. Because these people aren't... I've been doing this for going on 10 years now. Over 10 years. Since 10 years, about, yeah, 10 years ago is when I started doing regular stand-up comedy. And I guess I did radio in 2005 is when I started. So 12 years ago, I started doing radio. I learned a long time ago that these people will never help you out. Nobody in this business, in any entertainment field, comedy, radio, music, nobody is there to help you out of the goodness of their heart or because you're talented. They might see an opportunity to make money on you, or if they're Harvey Weinstein, they might see an opportunity to talk to you, press. But nobody in this business is ever going to go, hey, these kids are good, let's put them on. We've learned that over the years. I've learned it. Royce has learned it. Royce and I have been in rooms with very muckety-muck people. We've been in their studio before. We've had them, and then just never help you out. People want to be perceived as they help out little guys. They're not, nobody was ever going to help us out anyway. So fuck CRTV and Mark Levin and the fucking Stephen Crow. Unless they want to start helping. If you want to help us, want to come on the show, we'll be cool. But I'm not going to fucking suck your dick, some famous guy I've never met. That's fuck fair. These people. We're trying to steal their market share. I see them all as the enemy.
That's fair. In a pure capitalistic sense, that does make sense. And by the way, people listening on Facebook, the feed is down. I'll fix it during the break. We had some issues. So just direct everyone directly to the YouTube page.
Yeah, and I think Facebook all morning, that's
yeah, no. It, by the way, just so you know, it's not nothing on our end with Facebook. Facebook desktop has been up and down all day. So the video's been glitching, going up. So I just deleted it. We'll listen via YouTube. We'll upload it later on Facebook. That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's go on
with the
show. We're
clear as a bell on the old YouTube.
Correct.
So I'm going to go ahead and post that as you... But yeah, so I don't care if I get caught making... But that's why, going back to the original point that we made before we had a little technical panic here, we do believe that Mark Levin changed up his shit because of us. Because
I believe
100%. We tagged them. We hashtagged it. We made sure other people retweeted and added things. Like, we made it to where you... It was the kind of post they couldn't have fucking not seen.
Right.
Somebody there saw it and went, and then other people saw it, and I just saw, there's no way somebody didn't go snitch to the little fucking Mark Levin.
Or at least his producer.
Yeah, so, bop, 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 bop. So if you're listening, I've been trying to put this together for a while. I'm going to need your help, Leaf. I'm going to need some of my little more internet savvy friends. Some of our Discord people are a little shady behind the scenes. Amorphous blob of internet kill squads that we have, but we're going to need to, we're putting together an operation right now. We're going to pick a day coming up and full day. Everybody's going to work together to try to get through the Mark Levin show, and we're going to get audio of it, and we're going to try to get recordings of people fucking with Mark Levin on the phone and interrupting him and giving him the old while he's talking. We might reward you. Might be a bounty on this, so we're gonna look into that. But you guys get us good, clean audio of you fucking with Levin and very clearly doing an even if he hangs up on you right away, you win. That's all you need to do. All you gotta do is interrupt him, and if he hangs up, fuck him. You win. Because he already knows about us. And a very good suggestion in the chat room. Somebody recommended we get Cousin Joe to prank him. Cousin Joe. Like, Royce has been in, like, because Royce, me, Joe, we've had, over the years, visits with each other where we're in the studio, and we always end up, like, eating Adderall and drinking and smoking pot and just prank calling radio shows because we're all radio guys and we're all fucking dicks. I'm really good on the phone. Royce is very cool on the phone, but nobody is better than Cousin Joe at just... staying cool.
Yeah, he stays
cool as a fucking cucumber, and he never breaks. He never breaks.
Yeah, so plug. Check out. Look for the Cousin Joe Show just on iTunes and everywhere else. It's called the Cousin Joe Show. The guy's hilarious.
Yeah, and you can subscribe to him on iTunes after you subscribe to us.
After you subscribe to us
first,
which would be great. California did something good. You want to hear what
they did? Is it coming out day still with California? Or?
Well, kind of.
Oh no! Is this a? Let me just before you no say it. Exposed. Is this going? Let's just say to be a. Really good segue.
It's
since we just brought up coming out day.
One of the most accurate segues we've ever had.
I think I know what story this is.
Okay.
Yep.
Knowingly exposing another person to HIV will no longer be considered a felony in California. HIV is the virus that causes AIDS. And as a felony, HIV exposure was punishable by up to 8 years in state prison. The new misdemeanor punishment, however, will max out at 6 months in a county jail. The new law will apply to both sexual partners and blood donations. Its proponents contend modern HIV treatments are not only effective, but they eliminate almost any chance of transmitting the virus to a partner. By helping to reduce the criminal punishment and stigma surrounding HIV, supporters say more...
Pause.
Sure.
I understand that we have come a long way in our medical, you know,
baby
advancements, things like that. Shout out to Martin Shkreli for really helping us out with the AIDS epidemic. But
also, fuck him for taking the new Wu-Tang fucking album.
No, 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 not fuck him. Free my nigga Shkreli, for real.
I get it, but I'll donate to get him free if he's going to release that Wu-Tang fire to everybody.
He'll never do it because he's an evil. He's not evil, but he is. What's the alignment? The D&D alignment. He's chaotic neutral.
Yes.
So he's not going to do it. But anyway, did this son of a bitch just basically imply that it's no big deal now? Like, I understand that we've got a lot of medical advancements, but it still would be upsetting to me to be told, hey, by the way, you have HIV now. This girl gave it to you. Maximum she's going to get is 6 months.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of fucked up. And again, I'm not Mr. Government and more laws and more this and that. But do I believe that? I would rather see them fucking reduce the penalty for like low level drug crimes first than this. You're willfully giving somebody a deadly disease,
and it's willfully. It's not like it's a mistake or you didn't know. This is knowingly transmitting HIV. Mm. So that means that you're using your fucking. You're using your queer cock as a fucking assault weapon, basically. Mm. These are the people that want to outlaw rifles and guns, but they want to make it legal for you to fucking shoot a fucking deadly virus into somebody's asshole and not do any time. What the fuck is wrong with California?
It's California.
California, I'm gonna steal.
Okay, well, there's one thing wrong with California: the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, everything's wrong with California. Yeah. But I'll point it out before too. The right is very inconsistent sometimes with their, you know, like, hey, I'm pro-life, you know, don't abort babies, but you know, death penalty's fine for everything up to just shoplifting.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So there's that. But I mean, the left is just as bad with this. Could you imagine if this gunman had a silencer? Yeah, I don't know. What if that gunman in Vegas had just had AIDS and was running around banging everybody instead? That's just as stealthy as a gun with a silencer.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Holy shit.
It is getting ridiculous, though, right? Like this is
one of their arguments too is that, well, the infection rates are going down. Yeah, because of laws like this.
Yeah, you know what else? But here's the thing: it's like saying, yeah, but more people could survive a gunshot wound now, you know, because medical technology is better. Like that's if you use that argument against them, they lose their mind. Well, no, but no, actually, you know, you could survive a gunshot wound. So we should, people that want to go in buildings and shoot people, it's just be a misdemeanor. Because now, you know, let's be honest, medical technology is so great. That's not a reason to give somebody a disease. That's like saying just because the infection rate is down and because there's all these pills and this and that, it's still a deadly disease. And again, I'm not Mr. Law and Order, but if we are going to have a fucking society that has laws and we're going to start taking laws away, I would rather this law stay in there because, listen, nobody is saying people with HIV can't have sex or even bareback. There's an entire group, and I'm sure you know about it, Mike, the PAWS group that go in there and willfully want to try to get infected. Like, that's some of them, how they get off. It's real. Like, fucking legit real. And
people like that need to be gassed.
But
there is no fucking alternative. They're putting other people's lives at risk.
Yeah, I mean that you're going out there and giving somebody a disease.
You're knowingly weakening the gene pool and killing people. That's not how. I mean, this is madness. Is it fun? And by the way,
because here's the thing: why unwillfully? Why? What's wrong with saying, "Hey, you have to say, hey, I have HIV." What's wrong with saying that? I mean, if you have it,
because then people are going to want you to wear condoms.
I know, and condoms are gross, and we get it.
But yeah, it's just, listen, and for all these people in California, they're like, no, it's no big deal. No big whoop. Let's do some meth and fucking blow each other in a bathhouse.
I don't know if that's exactly what they're saying,
but I want to take your guns away. And then fucking, listen, I want to know, because Jimmy Kimmel likes to cry over something he wasn't even there for. Is Jimmy Kimmel going to cry for my fuck? Because I watched my uncle slowly die of AIDS in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Like when it was like, oh, shit, you're dead. I watched my uncle was probably my second favorite relative next to my mom. So, like, my uncle was a big deal to me. I watched him slowly die of AIDS. Is Jimmy Kimmel going to come out tonight and fucking cry for my uncle and cry for all these other people that fucking die slowly and fucking wither away? You going to cry about that,
no,
you fucking
I'll
phony
tell you
cunt?
What Jimmy Kimmel did. Jimmy Kimmel had Matt Damon on last night, the same Matt Damon who was alleged to giving shelter to Harvey Weinstein.
His bud, Harvey Weinstein.
Now,
the guy who got him an Oscar.
To be fair, Matt Damon has come out and said that he would never have killed the story that said that, and he's calling the person that was going to run the story a liar.
Yeah, which is exactly what I say when I've been caught cheating.
This was a... Let's finish this up.
Okay, so...
More people will come forward to get tested and treated. Opponents, meanwhile, argued the measure could put the public at risk. It cleared
Wait, what's
both
the reason for? Hold on.
Supporters say more people will come forward to get tested and treated. Opponents, meanwhile...
No, what's going to happen is
no.
more people are going to get AIDS. That's all it's going to be.
Yeah. Which isn't great.
And California is already like AIDS City USA. What are you fucking people thinking?
Earth AIDS City, here we come.
We built this city. We built this city on HIV. Oh my god.
Say you're gonna blow me.
They say the heart of HIV is in LA.
And from what I can see, it's breeding.
Oh man, fucking hey. Hey, write a song about that, Randy Newman. Yeah.
Walking on the boardwalk, getting AIDS.
Giving everybody AIDS. AIDS only a misdemeanor, and I can't come in anybody. AIDS.
Boom, boom. All right.
Fucking Randy Newman.
I argued the measure could put the public at risk. It cleared both legislative houses last month.
Of course it
Governor
did.
Governor Jerry Brown signed it on October 6th.
Fuck
the
you,
new
Jerry
law takes
Brown.
Effect. On the first of the year.
Oh, first of the year, that's going to be a lot of parties.
Jerry Brown is the Jerry Jones of governors.
Jerry Brown is the Jerry Brown of governors.
Holy
Guy's
shit.
Guy's fucking horrendous.
Yeah, seriously. This makes me wish for the, like, the pine for the days of Gary Condit.
Look, my point is that it's, dude, you can't, For as law happy as liberals are, and they're law happy, more government. Man, when it comes to this stuff, it's like listen, I'm all for smaller government on shit, and I understand that we're wasting money on low level drugs. You listen, the war on drugs is stupid and lost. You've won me over. I'm still kind of a Ron Paul libertarian when it comes to that stuff. Not even for like hey man drugs, but more like hey man, let's not waste money on this shit. You know, like, why are we wasting money on this? So I would rather see dumb laws that are costing us money like this. This is protecting people from known fully and willfully giving the HIV virus to other people. There's nothing you're going to tell me. There's not a way you're going to spin it. This doesn't matter. Here's what I think. Gene Hackman's Lex Luthor had it 100% right. Nevada should be beachfront property.
Yeah, well, it should. And, you know, also Bill Hicks and Tool and
everybody who's ever had eyes.
It's an amazing theory, and it should happen. You should all be washed into the sea, or the fucking Norks should be able to reach you. I think the only thing protecting LA from ever getting nuked by North Korea is that North Korea is just smart enough to know that that would not be hurting us.
No,
it would be doing us a fucking favor, and you could just fucking wipe out all the Harvey Weinsteins of the world with one fell swoop.
Oh, no. Yeah. Did we break California?
Oh, no, guys.
You
touching my breast. Not anymore, fat boy.
You'd be touching somebody else's breast.
Holy shit. I'm
well,
so
speaking
over it.
Of that, no, we're not, because we have to talk about SNL. And we have to talk about Lorne Michaels.
Lorne Michaels.
Yes.
My buddy.
Really quick, but this is all related. Last night, I believe Jimmy Kimmel had Matt Damon on. Didn't ask him anything about about the thing. It's fine. He doesn't cry for women getting raped. Here's the other thing. Before we get into this, this is my belief. It's not that I have a fucking pile of proof or the documents like Alex Jones would say. But I will say that this is 100% been going on in a known secret about Harvey Weinstein. And all these assholes, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, and they were making jokes about it for years in movies. Funny little ha-ha jokes. That's what he does about Harvey Weinstein. And now you're going to come out and say, oh my God, it's just terrible to women because you guys got caught. You were sheltering somebody who did fucking terrible things. And all those, and that makes any arguments that people like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, when they're screaming at fucking Sam Harris on Bill Maher, it makes all their arguments null and void because you guys are an industry who probably, and look at what happened to Corey Haim and the allegations against Bryan Singer. Your industry is filled with creeps. Filled with people.
Elijah Wood.
Filled with creeps with people who do things with kids, who fucking casting couches. And again, you're the side who's like, protecting women, man. Here's your pussy hat. But it's the same people, these Hollywood assholes, who lost their fucking mind when Trump said, yeah, you can walk up and grab by the pussy, talking to some other dude. Like, which, by the way, every guy has done.
Oh, yeah. I've said some really disgusting things to other men.
Because every guy's done. But that's the thing. So that makes every time you try to call Trump a womanizer, this and that, no one's going to buy your phony argument, Angelina Jolie or Gwyneth Paltrow or all you fucking phonies.
And also, everybody that hates fucking Donald Trump probably listens to Future, and he just had a hit song where he talked about putting his thumb in some girl's butt. So I'm pretty sure your fucking standards of behavior are not any better on the left coast, as I say. I like to call it Holly Weird because there are a bunch of wackadoos out there. Am I right?
I call it La La.
I can fucking hate you just as much. See, you made it worse. It made me. I tried to make you angry, and it just. So what happened?
Hey, North Korea! I bet you won't bomb Hollywood.
So what happened on SNL with Lorne Michaels? Wait, I'm sorry. I mean Lorne David Lipowitz.
Oh, are you saying that he changed his last name?
I'm just saying. Let's be honest here.
Here's what Lorne Michaels says, according to Fox News. It's a New York thing. SNL creator Lorne Michaels on why Weinstein was left off the show. Saturday Night Live, known for its biting satire of President Trump, took on gun control, paid tribute to victims of the Las Vegas shooting, spoofed OJ getting out of prison, and remember rocker Tom Petty during a Saturday night's show. But not a peep about the sex scandal involving Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein.
Shocker.
Why didn't Big Mouth Michael Chase say anything about Harvey Weinstein on SNL?
Can I guess? Because these people stick together? You know, Hollywood types, I mean.
Stick together. ESPN columnist Buster O'Neill called this show gutless. SNL with nothing on Weinstein, gutless, he posted early Saturday. SNL creator Lorne Michaels said they decided not to go after Weinstein because, get ready for this, he's from New York. He said, it's a New York thing, he told the Daily Mail about Weinstein.
It's a New York thing?
Who was born in Queens.
How is that an answer? So he didn't mention Harvey Weinstein.
It's a New York thing.
No, I think, so because I want to get in on this, you know, since I'm a New Yorker, born and raised Queens.
You're not the right kind of New Yorker.
I want to get rapey. I want to rape somebody.
Do you like cheese and meat together?
I want to rape.
Do you like cheese and meat together?
I do like that.
Then you can't be part of this group.
Oh, but I'm from New York. He said it's a New York thing.
It's a New York thing.
You sure it's not a Jew York thing?
Gal Gadot, star of Wonder Woman, hosted the show, which has unmercifully mocked Trump, who is also a Queens guy. Trump is also a Queens guy.
Yeah.
By remembering the 58 people killed and hundreds of wounded in the mass shooting in Las Vegas. Later, country singer Jason Aldean, who was on stage during the open-air concert when the lone gunman fired on the crowd, sang the song Won't Back Down in tribute to Petty, who died last Monday.
Don't do it like that, because that's a good song. You're making it sound stupid.
But Jason Aldean's the one who sang
it. Yeah, that's a good point. You
think he sang it like Tom Petty? No, he sang it like, well, I won't buy it.
Do you think he did it on one of those fucking slide guitars? I hate those slide guitars. And I won't back. Do you think it was a somber version of it?
I actually heard Jack Johnson cover it when I went to see him, Won't Back Down.
I'm sure he did.
It was good.
Stupid Jack Johnson.
I like Jack Johnson. Don't you shit on Jack Johnson.
Whatever.
SNL Lord
Jack Johnson just reminds me of every guy that picks up a guitar at a party, and you're like, just stop. We have a fucking.
You know what it is? It's
a New DJ
York,
playing.
It's because it's a New York guy, and you don't get it.
Are we still saying it's New York? It's not just the other New.
It's New York.
Fucking New York.
You said it wrong. It's New York.
So old Lipowitz and Weinstein sticking together like peas in a pod.
I don't even think it even has to do with that. I really just has to do with the fucking clicky Hollywood.
Yeah, no, I know. It's the Hollywood thing. But it's
like Ben Affleck was best friends with fucking Weinstein. Fucking best friends. And now to come out and say, yeah, no, I didn't know anything about it. I'm shocked. Mike, that's like if I've known you forever. And if somebody were to come out and say that about, yeah, I'd be shocked. I've never heard anything about that about Mike. But if you're doing it as much as he is and everyone's joking about it, everybody knows.
Wait, did you say it's not a Jewish thing? Ben Stiller stuck up for him? Or did
not
you
Ben
mean
Stiller.
To say Ben Affleck?
Okay. I meant to say Ben Affleck.
I was going
to
go, you're not helping your case,
Boston,
bro.
Boston Ben Affleck.
That's better. I was like, that's not a...
Kevin Smith says he's disgusted.
Yeah, but I mean, I would too
no, that's
if
for
I was
his
Kevin Smith.
That's for his movie.
And every time I looked in the mirror.
Did you see Red State?
Nobody saw Red State. Yeah. That was a wasted question. I'm a human being with eyes. I know I didn't see Red State.
Yeah, Ben didn't say anything because he also groped somebody.
Oh, yeah, he got a little handsy, did he?
It's weird, like...
Yeah, we got that story. We got that story for prep too. Old Ben Stiller, he's been a bad
ben
boy
Affleck,
too.
You said Stiller now.
Fuck! Now it's all my.
You got the New York in your head.
This is the Jennifer Lawrence thing all over again.
Ben Affleck apologizes for groping actress Hilara Burton.
Hillary Burton
spelled like a fucking hipster. I hate it.
She's fucking Hillary Burton. She's the
whatever. She's what, a bitch?
I always like
got her titty grabbed.
Hillary Burton was Hillary Burton. Oh yeah, that's Hillary Burton is. God damn it! I met Hillary Burton. I was in a scene with Hillary Burton. Hand to God, my hand to God.
One Tree Hill.
That's why I knew the name. That's why it was bugging me. I'm like, how do I know Hillary Burton? And I had to pull it up. And I'm like, I was in a scene with Hillary Burton on television for One Tree Hill. I knew I recognized that name. Yeah, that's hilarious. So he got a little handful of that titty because, dude, when I was on set, I wanted to get a handful of that titty.
Fox 411, Ben Affleck is being accused of inappropriately touching actress Hillary Burton. Shortly after Affleck spoke out against Harvey Weinstein's alleged sexual misconduct, a Twitter user accused him of acting similarly, writing, "He also grabbed Hillary Burton's breasts on TRL once. Everyone forgot, though." Burton chimed in on Twitter, writing, "I didn't forget."
She's my new favorite person, by the way.
Adding, "I was a kid when it happened." A clip of TRL outtakes from 2003 shows that Burton appeared shocked by the incident.
Can we find the actual clip?
I'm a looking,
give
buddy.
It to me, Daddy. I need it.
Yeah, I'm looking. I think I found it.
Okay, pop it over to me.
I mean, it's come on now. It's going to take a sec. I found some screen grabs. But I'm not
speaking of grabs.
I'm not seeing it. All I'm seeing is a bunch of goddamn fucking. All right, let's look this. Let's try this. There we go. Now these are all fucking articles. I hate what YouTube is becoming. I hate it. Everybody gets the fucking raw video and they put it on that dumb news site nowadays. It's fucking irritating. I got it, but I don't know if it's going to probably going to play 6 commercials and buffer first. Fucking stupid websites. Enough of this bullshit. But, I don't know. I mean, I don't remember this because who the fuck watches TRL?
Ben Affleck admits to groping Hillary Burton and apologized for acting appropriately. Video loading. Oh, good. Let's use a video thing that isn't YouTube. So
no,
it takes
yeah,
even
because,
longer to load.
Because I'm sure whatever service you're using has just as many server farms. This fucking Google does.
I don't think that's true.
Arrogant assholes. That? I was just trying to find a screen grab.
You're always like, I'm just free spirited. It's so nice to see you.
And he wraps his arm around me and comes over and tweaks my left boob.
Nice to see you.
I don't know what happened, but Hillary also was like, ooh. I'm just like, what are you doing? And there was a little.
You're always like, I'm just free spirited. It's so nice to see you.
And he wraps his arm around me and comes over and tweaks my left boob.
Nice to see you.
I don't know what happened, but Hillary also was like, ooh. I'm just like, what are you doing? And there was a little squeeze. I don't know. We played the tape over a couple times.
Yeah, he pulled that move.
That's
for sure.
His move, yeah.
Some girls like good tweakage here and there.
All right.
Wait, but over here she's playing it off like it was...
I'd rather have a high five.
Oh, no, she's not.
All right, yeah, she was obviously uncomfortable from it. And
what did Manny Boy apologize?
Yeah, he did. He did. He did apologize on Twitter, but he apologized after she called him out and was like, "Yeah."
And how many years ago was this that he decided not to apologize?
Dude, look at that fucking footage, bro. Yeah, that I was. Know. I'm gonna go 98, 99.
Just maybe ridiculous. No.
You know what? I'll go 2000. That looks about 2000 to me. We'll go 2000. No.
Yeah. Well, she. This was after Carson Daly. No.
Yeah, I'd go around 2000. It's probably when that was, so 17
everything.
Years ago.
Poor Carson Daly.
I think that was because that just felt like pre-9/11 MTV. Mm-hmm. That felt like that was back when things were still fun and like life wasn't so goddamn serious.
Life isn't that serious now. Name a couple serious things that are happening.
The Vegas shooting.
Okay, but something else.
The Edmonton terrorist attack.
Fine, but name like another thing.
The hurricane, the Puerto Rican thing.
Puerto Ricans have always been a problem, That's so that doesn't count.
True. Everything going on in Europe. The immigration problem. The South African race war, climate change.
Yeah, but have you listened to Guns N' Roses? What's so civil about war anyway?
Oh my God. But yeah, so I guess old Benny Boy was a little what? But I think that this is the whole. That's that culture. It's like, what was Hillary Burton gonna do? Fucking complain about complain to somebody and get fired from MTV? I mean, that's fucking. Like, she wants to keep her job. I don't blame her, dude.
No, I don't blame her either. I'm actually glad that this came out, obviously, because, you know, it fucking shouldn't be raping people, allegedly. But also the fact that it makes these, every time that we call out these fucking Hollywood people for being elitist scumbags.
You want to see a clip of me and Hillary Burton?
Oh, God, no.
In the same scene? On TV.
This is X body spray.
Hold on. Let's see this X body spray commercial first.
And this is X dry spray.
Hold on. I'm trying to fucking see this X body spray commercial.
Stoic. How much pussy is it going to get me?
That's weird. Smell great and stay dry with X.
Guaranteed to get you pussy.
X body spray. Did you forget to shower today? Have one of these in the trunk.
X body spray. Did you cheat on your girlfriend? And you need to cover it up. Did you fuck some other girl in your car?
Oh, great. Honey, why do you always smell like Crimson Phoenix or whatever goofy name they have for that shit?
Crimson Phoenix. It really is always
some stupid, goofy-ass name.
Oh, man. It really is true, though. It's always like Omega Viking. Like, what does that even mean?
black laser.
These what fucking scented candles now, too, are like that.
Yeah, exactly.
This is me and Hillary Burton proof right here.
Mersh on one.
And I didn't grope Hillary Burton when I met her. I would have been fucking
shot.
Yeah,
you're also not Ben Affleck. Hold on, you can find him at myspace.com/MerschComedy.
Oh my God, this is so
old. So make sure you hit him up at myspace.com.
Oh my God, this is so old.
I'm so excited.
Also,
so excited.
Really good effects. Really good video editing on this.
Revenge of the Sith fact, Mersh still uses Windows Movie Maker.
I actually do. I just got slightly better at it. I'm not going to pay for stuff.
All right, let's go.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
There was another scene I was in, but this is the only one you can really spot me in easily.
Yeah, I was in a couple of things. I did some stuff. I was trying to get...
Okay, let's do lunch. Sawyer!
Yeah, it's your boy.
What's the name of that sushi place I like?
You were wrong yesterday when you said the kids in the clubs were just there for decadence.
The show is so bad.
There he is. I see you.
Here's your boy sitting at the head of the table where I belong.
That's not you. Like, that's you.
But I'm right next to the guy.
Oh, you're next to the guy.
Next to the main guy.
I think it's more like romance and hope and inspiration.
So bad.
And that feeling that you get when other human beings pick up basic instruments and make sense of your world. And
dumb
the day that I think it's just about making money is going to be the day that I betrayed everything I believe in about music and life and myself.
Can someone grab her titty so she'll shut up?
Somebody get a handful of this girl's titties, please. Wait, you're missing my big TV debut.
I'm waiting.
You're missing my big moment, my big reaction shot.
Is that the sushi place?
I quit, John. I'm going home.
Ready for the big Mersh moment, huh?
You're making a mistake.
Ready? Wide shot.
No.
Bring it out.
I'm fixing one.
Bring it out. Look at the center middle. And boom, huh? Big star, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy Mersch on One Tree Hill. That was network television, folks.
Mitch says, oh yeah, Hollywood Mersch, the fat edition. Fucking Mitch is an asshole.
Oh, man.
All right, so more of that. That's you.
That's it. That was it. I just wanted to prove that. Yeah, me and Hillary Burton were in a scene together. So I just honestly, we did this prep earlier, and I'm like, who the fuck is Hillary Burton? And then as we were talking about it on the air, I'm like, wait a minute. And I remember we did that filming like all day, and we had to go all over.
I didn't know Hollywood Mersch was here.
We had two different looks. No, we had to do like two scenes, like they're two different parts of town. We had to go to the airport, and then we had an office scene. And all I remember is I met up immediately with two guys that were like total stoners, and we just hung out. Like, cause a lot of stand-up comics would just go get extra work there, and we just hung out smoking weed. And then these like little like fucking teeny bopper girls came up to us all excited, and they're like, "Are you on the show?" And we're like, yeah, I mean, I guess, whatever.
Did you
like,
get
none
laid?
Of us cared. Huh?
Did you at least get laid from it?
No, I was too old to bang those teeny boppers. I was already 24 at this time. But yeah, they were like, oh my God, this is so exciting. Did you guys, what are you guys doing? And we were like, I don't know, man. And then we admitted we didn't watch the show, which made the girls even angrier. And they're like, did you meet Hillary Burton? And we're like, I don't even know who that is, quite frankly. And then we figured it out amongst us. We're like, oh, that's the hot one,
that's the
right?
Main chick, yeah.
That's the hot, the main girl. That's what we were saying. Oh, yeah, the main girl, the hot one with the curls. Yeah, she could get it. Yeah, we were just total assholes. And then the dude, that dude with the gruff voice, he was awesome. And then the Guido-looking guy next to him, they became, I don't even know what happened to them, but they became my fucking buds because the production assistant was just treating us like dog shit because we were extras.
Right.
But I was a comic at the time. And we were saying, I guess I could say this now, me and those actors were saying really horrendously racist and terrible shit
awesome.
In between takes, but like jokingly. And it was like, that was like, that became like a game where every time they'd be like, roll sound, we would start trying to fuck with each other. So then they let me eat with them at lunch, and like, I became part of that actor squad. And then nobody ever called.
Do you have a SAG card?
No. I wasn't paying $1,200 for a SAG card.
That's a lot.
So I could go be a fake cop like Terry McNeely? Fuck
yeah. Yeah, but
here.
Once you pay the $1,200, I think you're allowed to just molest people, right? Is that how it works?
You have to charge fucking $50 at a firehouse gig instead of $25. Fucking no thank you.
All right, why don't we go to break?
Yeah, why not?
Be right back, guys. Bench of the Sis.
Hey, you. That's right, you. Wouldn't you like to know the story of you? What makes you, you? DNA and Me is a genetic service that can help you find out exactly who your ancestors were. You might be surprised.
I thought I was just a standard white guy, but DNA and Me showed that I'm actually 4.2% Cherokee Indian.
Turns out I'm not totally white. I'm also part Northern Asian and even some Kurdish. I'm a victim of oppression.
I used to get in trouble for always using the N-word, but with DNA and Me, I found out that I'm 2.1% black.
Morning, Steve.
Sup, nigga. The test is easy. Simply swab the inside of your mouth and send it into our labs.
People made fun of me for being French. DNA and Me showed I was 8% Navajo. Nobody's making fun of me now or my people who are victims.
I'm 13% victim.
I'm 21% victim.
Order now and find out if your friends should be more sympathetic towards you. DNA and Me. Are you in? Hell f***ing yes, I'm in.
Second hour, Revenge of the Sis. Saving Western Civilization, one dick joke at a time, 954-573-2780. You could call in and we won't yell at you like Mark Levin. We're still going to yell at you, but just not like Mark Levin.
Well, no, we might actually do
okay,
it exactly
you know,
like
you're
going to
get yelled at. Okay, you know what?
You're right. Well, at least when we do it, it's fun.
Yeah, we're having a good time with our friends. Now's a good time to remind everyone, patreon.com/we're not sorry if you want to donate, even $1 a month.
And actually, even if you don't want to donate, fucking do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Help us out a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I mean, listen. For the fucking, how much do you pay for Starbucks coffee now? It's like $7 when you know the fancy stuff on it.
Are you doing that old gag now?
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Are you doing that old fucking sales
pitch? I'm going to do better. How much do you pay when you buy some heroin or crack?
Seriously. How much? I mean, the going rate, it depends really.
We're like that, but more addicting.
Exactly.
And worse withdrawal syndromes.
It's really true.
So you're going to want to stay on patreon.com/we're not sorry.
We aren't as fun though, let's be honest.
That's a very good
crack point. Is way more fun. Yeah,
crack is... Well, actually, I remember a very famous celebrity saying, R.I.P., crack is whack.
Yeah, isn't that the one that died in a bathtub after smoking a bunch of crack? I don't think that's the best. You're really bad at picking character.
You're really bad. You're really bad at being on One Tree Hill. Like that? Is that fun when we like throw names at each other?
Certainly very bad at making the video for it.
Yeah.
Holy shit. MySpace.com/verse comedy.
MySpace is never going anywhere. Yeah,
while we're getting to Bannon, you can do that. I'm going to MySpace.com/verse comedy.
Is it still around?
I'm sure it's still there. Let's see. It's probably like some kind of gravestone. It's still there. Wow. I'm on stage at Caroline's.
Right now? No, you're doing a show.
And then in my profile picture. That's... When you think about it, oh God, a lot of time's gone by. Fuck. Anyway, Bannon, our boy, my boy, fucking Steve Bannon, is leading a coalition, if you will.
Of the willing?
To fucking destroy.
Inside Bannon's plans for the GOP Civil War. Now, you want to read the story first or play the video first?
I'll read a little bit of the story if you want.
Yeah, do it.
All right, cool. So, Inside Bannon's plans for GOP Civil War. Establishment Republicans are getting squeezed to death from within. In what should be nirvana, all-party control of Washington, they instead are jammed daily between a president who routinely ridicules them for ineptitude and Steve Bannon, who's recruiting hardliners to extinguish their very existence. It's a very well-written article. Why this matters. The Breitbart News chairman and former White House chief strategist is building a nationwide coalition that, in the words of a former Trump White House official, could wreak havoc across the map if Bannon is even halfway successful. His plan so far... Basically, what Bannon's doing, and I'll summarize this whole thing, he basically has declared war on every Republican except Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. Cruz is still in. The Zodiac, he's still standing strong.
Allegedly Zodiac.
And honestly, he's grown on me. I think Ted Cruz
not president is more can do more good than I think Ted Cruz president.
Yeah, political.
I think you've shown that.
Political operative Ted Cruz is kind of a cool motherfucker. I like Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz won me over when he fucking spoke Spanish to Rubio. When Rubio tried to motherfuck him at the GOP debates, and they got all super Spanglishy with each other in there. I was like, okay, it's my boy. But so Bannon is essentially threatening that he is, as some of you may know, we have primaries coming up, and then we have midterm elections, 2018. Everyone who's not a president or, you know, 4-year is going to be up to renew their policy, so to speak. And I think that Congress has pretty much the lowest approval ratings of all time. Everyone hates them. Everyone believes in term limits. So Bannon has put together this, and it already happened with Roy Moore. And what's that guy's face? Luther Strange and Roy
Luther
Moore.
Luther Strange in Alabama.
And Bannon backed Roy Moore, and Trump half-heartedly backed Luther Strange. And I think what's going on right now is Trump is playing.
Someone's scouring your MySpace. And this is, I have proof of Mersh attacking a black woman.
That's an Asian woman.
Asian.
But that is, oh no.
What is it? What happened?
Why did we give that out?
Did she touch your boob?
I don't even know what's on that page.
What's this picture regarding?
No, that is...
Can you explain? Okay, let me explain this picture. It's longer-haired Mersh wearing, I believe, sweatpants and a... What shirt is that?
That is a...
A Ramon shirt?
Could be a Ramon.
You fucking hack.
It is Ramon.
And a fucking... is that a suit jacket?
That is a suit jacket.
With sweatpants. Those are sweatpants because I'm seeing the line and Chucks you're wearing.
Yes.
And who's this Asian lady that you're fake punching?
That is my an old friend of mine named Niza.
Really?
We used to, yeah, she was part of our little beach crew. That building right behind us is where I used to live, and then right behind that building is the beautiful Atlantic Ocean. But that is Topsail Island.
Yeah, that is 2008.
And that is us, like, we were just fucking around posing for pictures, and that was what I wanted to go with. So
I like it.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, back to Bannon.
So back to Bannon. What a fucking weird picture to
take
up.
We have a Bannon talking about.
But yeah,
Fox.
So to summarize the Bannon thing, I mean, here's my theory. I think that Trump is playing a little bit of like, all right, I'm with you guys. He's playing Reince Priebus and fucking, what's his face? That other cuck, Paul Ryan.
McConnell.
I fucking hate McConnell. So I think Trump's giving him the old, nah, man, I'm on your side. And he's like kind of campaigning for these other guys.
Right.
But it's like a wink. And then he's got his boy Bannon, who just perfect timing, just before midterm elections, decides to resign and form a coalition. So this is 4D chess at its best. This is Trump and Bannon working in concert to drain the swamp, as they said they were going to. I have a lot of faith in this if they pull this off. Yeah. I feel like Bannon, you know how I feel about Bannon. Bannon
is your homeboy.
My fucking boy. Mm-hmm. So So let's hear from Bannon.
Actually, since he's on Hannity and Mark Levin's best friend, can you at least cut one go for me?
Mr. Producer, cut one go.
You have to understand. There's a basic agenda that President Trump ran on and won. He carried states the Republicans haven't carried in living memory. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. This agenda works. The American people voted for it. It's their responsibility. By the way, McConnell would not be majority leader unless Trump in North Carolina, in Missouri, in Wisconsin was able to carry those senators across the finish line. It is incumbent upon them to back President Trump's plan, but you don't see it. What you saw with Corker said today is what they talk about on Capitol Hill. That's when I left the White House. Remember, I said, I'm going after the Republican establishment, and we're going to go after them. We're going to challenge. There's a coalition coming
together.
There's a coalition coming together that's going to challenge every Republican incumbent except for Ted Cruz, whether it's Utah, Wyoming.
He just put the entire GOP establishment on notice.
Would not
And he should be. Dude, they need to be fucking scared of a guy named like Steve Bannon, because Steve Bannon will get you the fuck out, brother.
Yeah, when he comes at you, it's no fucking joke. So,
being majority leader, unless Trump in North Carolina, in Missouri, in Wisconsin, was able to carry those senators across the finish line, it is incumbent upon them to back President Trump's plan. But you don't see it. What you saw with Corker said today is what they talk about on Capitol Hill. That's when I left the White House. Remember, I said, I'm going after the Republican establishment, and we're going to go after them. We're going to challenge. There's a coalition coming
together.
There's a coalition coming together that's going to challenge every Republican incumbent except for Ted Cruz, whether it's Utah, Wyoming.
It's freezing here.
Orrin Hatch in Utah. Today, Boyd Matheson, who is the chief of staff for Mike Lee, came out and said that he's going to set up an exploratory committee.
In North Dakota,
we don't have it. That's a hot scam. But we're going. By the way, we're going in Mississippi against Wicker.
Who you pick? McDaniel.
McDaniel in Mississippi. These names are all going to come out over the next.
So he's doing a little coup. Does he have a name for this coup?
I don't know.
Bannon's boys?
The Bannon Blitzkrieg?
The Bannon
Blitzkrieg? The Bannon Blitzkrieg? I like it. Look, Bannon has had a bad rap for a long time. He's been part of that whole leftist character assassination campaign. He's a white nationalist. He's an anti-Semite. He hates blacks. He hates Mexicans. He hates Muslims. That one's kind of true.
That one might be true.
But who doesn't at this point that wants to live? But Steve Muslim Bannon is my boy. I stand by him. I stand by his coalition. I don't usually vote just straight across a fucking party line, but I'm with the Bannon coup, man. Let's fucking get these guys out. This is part of the drain the swamp thing. Let's get rid of these jerk-offs.
Now, why would you think Trump would be going this route and, you know, playing them, you know, telling the McConnell that he's all with his boy and work this angle?
Do you want the nuanced, sophisticated answer, or do you want the simple answer?
The simple answer.
Because they're a bunch of cucks.
Okay, the nuanced answer. Because they're a bunch of cucks.
Yeah. They're a bunch of goddamn cucks. Because they're not playing ball. They're not getting the healthcare thing done. They're not getting they might not get the tax cuts done that he wants. It definitely seems like the GOP establishment is still trying to motherfuck Donald Trump every step of the way.
Right.
And Bannon's just like, look, man, fine. You don't want to fucking play ball. We're not going to waste 8 years. And yeah, I said eight.
Yeah.
We're not going to waste
No, them. At this point, it's looking that way. Especially after Harvey grab a boobstein.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah. We're a couple more tranny 9-year-olds away from fucking, trust me, abolishing term limits and getting 20 years of Trump. So keep it up, folks. I'm with Bannon, dude. I want to get rid of these cucks, basically. They're literally more, you know, whenever you hear the term bipartisan, bipartisan's not always good. When you have the Paul Ryans and the Chuck Schumers of the world,
I'm more gender fluid partisan. I don't like the term bi.
But I mean, yeah, it's like you don't, when you got Schumer and like McConnell and everybody jerking each other off under the dinner table.
When usually that's Amy Schumer's job.
If Dolph Ziggler's there.
Yeah.
Or
anybody of notoriety. But or of not notoriety. Or pretty much anyone with a penis.
There is a healthy degree of working together and bipartisanship. But bipartisanship has happened too much, in my opinion, in the last few years. And it's because everybody just goes like, all right, let's just go with this fucking globalist agenda. And Bannon's saying, no, enough. Enough is enough. If you don't want to support our president, we're going to replace you with people who will. And we're going to get our agenda through. Fuck, God bless him, man. I am so pro Bannon.
Brent Smith in the Facebook chat says, speaking of Congress, and here's a story. An old school pharmacy hand delivers drugs to congressmen, a little known perk for the powerful. Washington, if House Speaker Paul Ryan comes down with the flu this winter, he and his secretary detail won't be screeching out towards a local CVS for Tamiflu. Instead, he can just walk downstairs and pick up the pills. Part of the little-known perk open to every member of Congress, from Paul Ryan and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell down to the newest freshman Democrat. Nearly every day, for at least 2 decades, pharmaceutical drugs have been brought by the carload to the Capitol, an arrangement so under the radar that even pharmacy lobbyists who regularly pitch Congress on their industry aren't aware of it. The deliveries arrive at a secretive office of the attending physician, an elaborate medical clinic where Navy doctor triage medical emergencies and provide basic health care for lawmakers who pay for an annual fee of just over $600.
Okay, so just before you continue, where is this? Who is this? Who wrote this story?
This is Eric Kruswick.
From?
Stat. It's a legit site, but it's
okay.
Mike Kim, the reserve pharmacist turned down owner of a pharmacy, said he has gotten used to knowing most of the sensitive details about some of the most famous people in Washington. At first, it's cool and you're blah, 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 blah. Kim's tiny pharmacy, which is its busiest, sends as many as 100 prescriptions to members in a day. So they have their own pharmacy. Now, it's kind of weird to me because they only work 100 days a year. Fucking run to Walgreens. And by the way, we were in D.C. There's Walgreens and CVS's everywhere. Go pick up your fucking pills, assholes.
Not in enough places, let's be honest.
That's a good point.
We did a lot of walking around looking for shit. But
that's a good point.
But yeah, overall, I mean, doesn't this sort of affect their objectiveness as far as healthcare coverage goes?
A little bit, right?
I mean, their objectivity kind of goes out the window when you have your own private drug dealer downstairs.
I mean, look, don't get me wrong. A lot of we've all lived with a drug dealer downstairs. It just wasn't prescription medicine. Or it was, but you didn't need a prescription to get it.
Yeah, seriously, though. Is this fucking, is this Congress or is this a 1990s WWF locker room?
What is
going on?
Well, this is, since we haven't talked about it in a couple weeks, we wanted to see what else was coming out. And we also don't want to be pushed down by YouTube. Police don't know why the Las Vegas gunman fired or why he stopped. So some things have changed, okay?
Okay.
Let's go ahead and play this video here.
Time. Investigators say that security guard Jesus Campos was on the scene and shot by Paddock at 9:59 Sunday night. 9:59 Sunday night is 6 minutes, 6 full minutes before the shooter turned his guns on the innocent crowd.
What we have learned is Mr. Campos was encountered by the suspect prior to his shooting to the outside world.
This is strikingly different from what investigators have been saying all the way along. And this new timeline raises a troubling question. What went on during those 6 minutes? This comes as investigators also reveal what they call, quote, personal protection equipment was found in the shooter's hotel suite. Perhaps another indication Paddock was planning to escape, which the sheriff made clear he believes was a real possibility. Police also confirming tonight that they have found no evidence of a second shooter. And no evidence of a key event in the shooter's life that might have triggered this horrific attack.
Pause.
They also...
You have no evidence. Zero evidence that there was a second shooter. None? A little bit? Tiny bit, maybe? A little bit of evidence? Because, no. I mean, I've seen a couple videos. It's pretty clear that there's more than one shooter. Now, if a security guard gets shot...
It took from when the security guard got shot to when he started shooting outside, it took 6 minutes. Then from what I'm reading from the timeline, and I believe that there's a timeline here, if you want to read it. I mean, here's the official story.
I
agree with you, but let's just go through it. 9:40 p.m., final musical act of the festival begins. 9:59 p.m., Stephen Paddock shoots through the door, hitting a security guard in the leg. 10:05 p.m. Paddock opens fire at the 22,000 concert goers below. Okay, so there's a 6 minute gap from when he shoots a security guard to when he according to the official story. This is what we're going by. 10:17, the first two officers arrive on Paddock's floor, and eight other officers arrive shortly after. Sorry. I apologize. Look, the way they have this is like this weird thing. Okay, 9:05. Then the next event that happens, 10:12 p.m. Two Las Vegas police officers reach the 31st floor and report gunfire coming from the floor above. So now there's two cops there and there's a security guard who's been shot in the leg. 10:15, 3 minutes later, Paddock fires his final shots. 10:17, 2 minutes later, the first two officers arrive at Paddock's floor. Eight other officers arrive shortly after. That was at 10:17 p.m. 10:55, the officers arrive near the suite and they pull back to wait for SWAT team. So from 10:17 to 10:55, that's how many? That's 38 minutes where there's just a gap. I guess they were waiting for SWAT. The officers arrive near the suite, and they pull back to wait for SWAT team. The SWAT team finally arrives at 11:20. So the shooting starts at what time now? 10:05. SWAT team arrives at 11:20. The SWAT team uses explosive charge to gain entry to the bedroom and discover Paddock's dead on the floor. The SWAT team discovers no one else is there, and officer radios the suspect is down. That's when it ends.
Okay, I get a couple questions here. What if? And
this is a big what if.
I'm not going to get into the conspiracy, but let's say, giving the benefit of the doubt or not giving the benefit of the doubt, let's give the conspiracy theorist their whole thing, right? Let's say that this was some sort of a Fast and Furious type situation. Not the amazing Oscar-winning movies.
Tokyo Drift?
But another gun deal sort of Fed cartel thing. And I don't believe they were selling guns to ISIS. Fucking retarded. I don't think our government would sell guns to ISIS. Am I wrong? Maybe I'm wrong. But I know, you know, the cartel thing, that kind of made sense. But if this were some sort of thing gone wrong, they had surveillance. They had cameras set up. They see a security guard. They panic and fucking shoot the guy. They realize, oh, shit, maybe that security guard wasn't even, like, after us.
Mitch has a good point. In relation to what Mitch goes, 1 hour and 15 minute response time for SWAT, but we shouldn't have guns.
Well, that's
a very good point.
But
sorry, right, Mike, so go ahead.
The, let's say that this is some sort of a gun deal. They see the guy. They see the security guard. Oh, shit. He's here to check on what's going on. They shoot him. He's down. They panic. They got to come up with something at this point. There's a fucking shitload of guns in a room. And they're saying that Paddock was some sort of a go-between, possibly, allegedly, that he could have been some sort of an asset that was making these sort of deals, a deniable asset. Other people in the room panic. They blast him in the fucking face. They unload on the crowd. They take off. They've got plenty of time to do that at this point. They unload for 10 minutes.
But is there evidence for that? I know you're just giving the... I understand what you're saying.
I'm saying that why would he shoot a security guard 6 minutes before you fucking
I'm 100% with you that there's a lot of questions, but that doesn't, in my opinion, those questions don't necessarily then become filled with he was an asset. Like, where's the evidence of that? Like, I understand what you're saying. There's
he worked for the government. He had a very unusual lifestyle. He made a lot of money. It was just a lot of stuff's odd about him.
Yeah, no. I recognize a lot of stuff is odd, but this is a court of law, let's say.
Okay.
What evidence would you have so far to, like, my issue is when we, again, I'm all for questioning things. I really am. But to take the intellectual leap of, okay, there's a gap there, and because of that, he was an asset, that's where I'm like, well, I would need to know more information other than the guy was a fucking recluse who was a gambler.
And I'm not saying that I think that.
I'm not saying you do.
My point is that I think that there's more than enough time for another shooter to get the fuck out of there. That's my point. If there were one or two more guys in that room and it was some kind of thing went wrong, then they're going, there's absolutely
I agree with, no
way
no.
there was
I,
other
I
people there.
I agree with you 100%. Now, the flip side to what I said is that big gap there also leaves a lot of questions of like, well, wait, that doesn't, a lot of stuff doesn't make sense. Like, yes, there's absolutely another way. Here's what I think. Do I think there's a possibility that there might have been another shooter? But now they're panicking because that shooter made a fucking clean getaway and they don't want to make people panic? Yeah, I think that could absolutely be a possibility. I've seen the same videos you have. And I even messaged you saying something's weird about this. And then when this happened, I was like, okay, see, now the story's changing. So how many days need to pass before we get it? Number one. Number two, why isn't there more surveillance footage of this?
Well, that's another...
Is it still being reviewed and they're going to release it or...
That's another reason why people believe, you know, because generally speaking, historically, when these big things happen and a bunch of surveillance footage disappears and never sees the light of day again, it's not one private citizen or somebody that has the power to make that happen. You know what I mean? The feds are going to gobble up all the footage and they're never going to release it. But it's... You know, I understand. They're like, oh, well, you know, we don't want to just sit here and watch this gore and this tragedy. But the gore is already on YouTube. That's the people getting shot.
Who are the, and again, that's the
There's
thing.
There's no gore in the building. I want to see what happened.
That's the thing that bothers me a lot about that, too, is that, you know, it's already out there. Like, you know, like, I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to, this news will not make, shut up.
Really? Because his name's Stephen Paddock. Yeah. I want to know what happened.
Guess
on
what
the
I'm
going to
do? This is why you're all fucking jokes. I want to know his name because I want to look online by myself and not just let you filter who this person was to me. I want to do my own investigating and see who this person was. So that's the thing. When it's like this holier than thou thing is no, you want to control the flow of information. Sorry, not the 90s anymore. You can't do it.
And again, if this guy, my big thing that I lean on is if this guy was some sort of psychopath murderer and not some patsy,
he'd be an ICP.
Why no notes? Why no Elliot Rodger videos? Why no fucking
Dear Petunia? I'm going to be shooting up a concert this
week.
But
that's what I mean.
It's been a fortnight.
He's a guy like anybody who does something of this caliber is a major malignant narcissist psychopath. You're going to write your manifesto or you know what I mean? Even if you write it with blood and shit on the walls
right.
or whatever you do, you're going to leave some kind of idea behind of why you did it. This shit doesn't just happen.
Well, let's just play the last little bit of this.
Say they've reviewed more than 200 instances of the shooter's travels around Las Vegas, times gambling. And they say in those 200 times, they never once saw him in the company of another human being. The gunman's younger brother, Eric Paddock, arrived in Vegas Saturday. He's been questioned by the FBI over the past few days, still staying there. The sheriff saying other family
comped.
Members are now
all comped. You know, my brother, $100,000 was nothing to him. He'd go eat, he'd eat fucking $100,000 worth of Taco Bell burritos. It's just the kind of guy he was. I can't tell you why my brother did what he did. Everything was comped. Comped. He made us all rich. He was a good guy. Those peons at the Jason Aldean concert had what was coming to him.
Also being questioned.
Boom. Taco
today,
Bell.
A full 8 days after the shooting, Paddock's motive, the crucial question, the central question to all of this, continues to confound authorities.
People keep bothering me about my brother Steven. Look, $100,000 in chalupas was nothing for this guy.
32,
135. Comped. It was all comped. He had all kinds of comps. He was a VIP. It was the weirdest interview I've ever seen.
It was very odd.
He just bragged. He literally, he found out his brother killed 58 people, and he's on national television, and it sounds like the beginning of Goodfellas. Mm-hmm. It was just like, oh shit.
Well, one more thing. I want to get to one more thing, because I've been trying to get to the story, but I tried to do it, but Hank, you ruined it, and this is just a quick one.
First of all, I'll have you know, Hank, you didn't ruin anything.
Fucking ruined my good time. I fucking hate that guy.
He's not ruining our fucking...
I hate him.
He's not ruining our YouTube views.
I don't care. It's not... still not worth it. Fucking guy. I fucking do not like him.
Fucking... I might be joining his political party.
Mm-hmm. That's great for you. Sounds like a fucking blast.
What do we got?
Now, I'll tell you what you got. You got me annoyed. Never going to get to this. All right. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton haven't spoken in months after he threw her book, What Happened, in a bin.
Good. Where it belongs.
Here we go. There it is. Come on. If it's an ad, it's an ad for Miller Lite, guys.
To stay in the game.
Miller Lite.
You're right.
What you drink before you punch your wife. We're never going to get sponsors.
Miller Lite. The gas station was all out of Yingling.
Clinton's new book on the presidential election has debuted in the U.S. Mrs. Clinton appeared at a book signing in New York on its first day out. Some devoted supporters even waited overnight for a signed copy. The highly anticipated book goes in depth, laying bare the presidential candidate's reflections on her loss last year.
Well, and here it says, Bill and Hillary haven't spoken in months after the former U.S. president tossed her election book in the bin, author claims. Edward Klein writes in his forthcoming book, All Out War, the plot
Malcolm
to destroy...
Malcolm Turnbull says it was Tony Abbott who struck the Paris Agreement.
Thank you. Edward Klein writes in a forthcoming book, All Out War, the plot to destroy Trump, that Bill is heartsick over Hillary's finger-pointing to him, what happened, and her shock election loss to Donald Trump. Well, it's only a shock to you, lady. Before Hillary sent the manuscript to her publisher, she gave it to Bill to read, and he made major changes with a red pencil and said, a close Clinton family friend reports to the New York Post. The source continued, but she refused to even read his corrections, and he got so furious that he tossed the entire manuscript into the garbage. He told her the book made her look bewildered, angry, and confused, and those were poor qualities in a person who aspired to be a world leader. He hated the title because calling it What Happened would only make people say you lost.
Which is what everybody has been saying.
He urged her to postpone the pub date and rewrite the book, but she yelled at him and said, the book is finished, and that's how it's going to be published.
She just sounds like an awful, terrible person.
Since their fight last year...
You understand that we're reading a story that makes Bill Clinton seem nice.
And likable.
And likable.
Yeah. Since their fight last year over the book, Bill's negative feelings about Hillary's memoir have grown even more intense as she used her book tour to blame her loss on Russian hackers, former FBI director James Comey, and women who didn't vote for her. Klein writes in his upcoming book that Bill warned Hillary a month before the election that she was losing and that she needed to campaign in the Rust Belt states, an area of the northern U.S. from the Great Lakes to the upper Midwest. She told him he was delusional, Klein writes. Bill's criticism is what Hillary sees of his lack of sympathy has driven a wedge between them. They haven't been on speaking terms for months. They've been communicating through friends and lawyers. Hillary's spokesman said, Ed is a sad man, Bill's representative added, and a pathetic liar. Klein, the former foreign editor of Newsweek and former editor of the New York Times Magazine, has written several books about the Clintons and the Kennedys. So she's saying that he's lying. I believe it's true because she's absolutely unlikable.
Yeah, and she's losing her mind. She's been losing her mind. And it's true about the Rust Belt campaigning. Bill told her, dude, he made it very clear she needed to pay more attention there. And she blew him off. She blew every step of this. And, dude, Bill Clinton, say what you want about the guy. But when it comes to coming off real smooth, like, old Bill knew what he was doing. Bill gives you advice on how to fucking handle a loss. You fucking take it on the chin like Bill tells you. No pun intended.
Pun kind of intended.
But I just love the fact that Bill's like, you goddamn right, I threw a book in the trash where the fuck it belongs.
piece
of shit. I'll
tell
you what, though, that Marlowe's book's pretty good. I like that Marlowe.
All right, well, folks, it's time to shill. The end has come.
Shilly, shill, shill, shill.
Episode 19 has come to an end. Thank you all for listening. Patreon.com/we're not sorry.
Yeah, give us some money.
A little bit of money, you know, will make your dreams come true.
What are you, Bill Burr now?
Yes. Thank you, guys. We do appreciate it. We will be back.
Subscribe on YouTube.
That's how you know.
Subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe. Okay, we get it.
Apply directly to the forehead. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. We're not sorry. Patreon. Help us out. iTunes. Review us. We're out of here.
Greatest jobs president that God ever created.